The Gemara Daf Chazayin Amud Aleph is discussing the Mishmaris and the Ma'amadis, what they did exactly, and the Gemara says an interesting thing. It says that Higia Zman HaMishmar Lotlis, when the time came for the Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, Chatzi HaMishmar HaYo'ilam Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, half of the Mishmar would go from Eretz Yisrael, wherever they were, to Yerushalayim, Chatzi HaMishmar HaYo'ilam LiYerichai, and half of the Mishmar would go to Yerichai, Kedush Yisapku Maim Umazan LaChayim Shibishalayim. So they should be able to provide food and water to their brethren in Yerushalayim. For that reason, they would go to Yerichai. So half of the Mishmaris went to Yerichai. And Lachar needs beer. What's up, Shah? Why would they go to Yerichai, Dafka, out of all places? Why Yerichai? There's other cities that are closer. Yerichai is pretty far away from Yerushalayim. Why Dafka Yerichai? And is there more Mazan and Maim in Yerichai than in Yerushalayim? Why can't they do this in Yerushalayim? What's the chashivas? What's the Indian of going to Yerichai Dafka? I saw in the Sefer Mishmar Levi Antinus from Ramesh Mordechai Shulzinger Zatzal, he asked some of these kashas. He says, it's Mavurin Limar and Yuma, Yerichai was 10 parsa away from Yerushalayim, it was pretty far. And he says, if they had, why would they have Mazayin and Anshir Yerushalayim would not have Mazayin? And he ends up saying, Makan Said Indian Hazad Yerichai. What is the site of this Indian of Yerichai? What is the secret of Yerichai? He blab Shvei, doesn't say a pshat. And I think Luli de Mistafina, maybe we could, I think, say a beer in the site of Yerichai. What is Takam Yuchad about Yerichai? I think there's a Dover Amik going on over here in the Gemara. And this is Alpi a site that was Niskala Ayadei the Rivet. So if you look in the Mishnah in Tamid in Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah discusses different things that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, and you're able to hear them in Yerichai. It says, Mi Yerichai Yushemim Kol Gavini Karas, when the person who was in charge of waking up the Kohanim in the morning, when he would wake them up, you're able to hear his voice all the way to Yerichai. Mi Yerichai Yushemim Kol HaChalil, the niggun of the Chalil, you're able to hear all the way in Yerichai. They're able to hear the Kol Hashir in Yerichai, able to hear the Shaifer in Yerichai, Veshayimim Af Koilo Shal Kangalda B'Shashu Maskis Hashem Yom Kippurim. Some say even the Kangalda, when he said the Shem on Yom Kippur, able to hear his voice as well. And then the Mishnah says, in Yerichai, Hayu Merichim Reach Pitam Akhtaris, able to smell the Akhtaris all the way in Yerichai as well. And the Mefarshim are broadly Tesisantiv and others, how can this be? It's so far away. Yerichai, you could hear noises in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerichai, you could smell the Tyrus in Yerichai. How is that Shaykh? And the Rivet in Tumid over there, it's printed at the Hashmatas at the end of the Masechta, he says a Dara Nifla, B'Shem Mari HaRava Chassid, B'Shem his Rabbi, and he says like this, Umay HaRava Chassid Zal Amr, D'chol Hanach D'ktanusha Nishmami Yerichai, all these things that were able to be heard in Yerichai, Mais and Nisim Hayo, was a Nes. B'derech HaTav, it wasn't Shaykh, but it was a Nes. But why did this Nes happen? So he says, V'dafka Hayo B'Yerichai Nishma V'lo B'Sharet Stodom, it was only heard in Yerichai, not anywhere else. That's another Shaila. Why would you only hear in Yerichai, not other cities that are closer? So he says, it was B'dafka in Yerichai, Meishu Yerichai Haysa K'ma Yerushalayim. Because Yerichai was very similar to Yerushalayim. It had a certain Kedusha similar to Yerushalayim. Why? Bibneshi, he haisat chilas kibush Eretz Yisrael. Yerichai was the beginning of kibush Eretz Yisrael. That was the first city that was conquered when they entered Eretz Yisrael. The k'may de trumas dagan, tzarech litroim. Just like when you have dagan, when you have tvua, you have to be tayim, you have to take off the rachis, the first portion, and give it to the kayin, give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kain nitruma Eretz Yisrael atzma. Eretz Yisrael also needed a truma. Before we went to Eretz Yisrael and we want to live there, we have to take off a certain chelik of Eretz Yisrael to be the truma of Eretz Yisrael and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'shvil kach, hisrima Yeshua lios kaddish. And for that reason, Yeshua is masamit or machamit to be kaddish. Yericha became kaddish l'Hashem. No one could live there. It's special by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach hi k'may Yerushalayim. Therefore, I had a din of Yerushalayim. V'hayu nishmayim ba. Kol hanach diktani, and all these things could be heard in it, like in Yerushalayim. Kiddush yergishu bnei adam should be richa yesh k'may ken k'tzas kiddusha k'may b'Yerushalayim. So people should understand and realize that Yerichai has a kiddusha similar to the kiddusha of Yerushalayim. And that's where all these things happen. So Apel de Gazachi brings from his Rebbe that Yerichai had a special kedusha similar to the kedusha of Yerushalayim. The reason was is that just like when we eat tefuah, we have to give off truma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael also had to have truma taken from it and be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the city of Yerichai was all about. That was the truma of Eretz Yisrael. That was what was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it became a cherem for Hashem. No one was allowed to be netted from it. It was given kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that sense, it's similar to the kedusha of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim also is the ikker kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Yerichai was the tchilas HaKadusha. Yerushalayim is the ikker kedusha, and therefore they have similar in Yanam of Kedusha, and to bring that out, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked out that there's this certain nisim that these things of Bederech HaTav you shouldn't be able to hear so far away was heard B'dafka in Yerichai, the kol was heard in Yerichai, the v'samim were smelt in Yerichai, to show that there is some connection between the Kedusha of Yerichai, the city of Yerichai, and the city of Yerushalayim. In a way, they're like twin cities, parallel cities, and therefore we find these different parallels between Yerichai and Yerushalayim. And I think, Lefi, that it's Pashat, that's Mistam Lepshat in the Gemara. Why why these mishmaras went bedafka to Yerichai. It's part of this Indian to show that there's a connection between Yerichai and Yerushalayim. So half the mishmaras went to Yerichai, half went to Yerushalayim. They could have gone to any city. The bedafka went to Yerichai because being in Yerichai in a way is almost like being in Yerushalayim, because they share this kedusha. And to bring out this point that the kedusha of Yerichai is similar to the kedusha of Yerushalayim, that could be the side of why the mishmaras went bedafka to Yerichai.